You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Let me finish the program on a slightly happier note today, and cinema chain Stir Kinnikor has come up with a clever idea, screening of what are termed throwback titles, and I also read at a throwback cost as well. But I'm going to ask the question, is this just a clever marketing gimmick, given that the chain announced 3 weeks ago that it was cutting back on staff and also closing some cinemas? Mark Sardi is the chief executive officer of Stir Kinnikor. Mark, welcome to you. So what has driven this throwback idea then?
Jeremy, a number of things. I think, you know, given the recent challenges that I think you laid out at the beginning of your introduction there, we're starting to relook at the way we portray value versus price. You know, the good old Oscar Wilde, everyone knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. I think cinema needs to do a bit more in that regard. And one of the ways to manage through this writers and actors strike where the content has been pushed out to either early next year or later this year is to look at a catalogue and remind people of the majesty of cinema and to say that, you know, we're here. You know, cinema is one of these very interesting businesses which has survived a significant technological disruption event through streaming, survived through COVID, but has had some sort of near-term headwinds that we've need to, obviously meet head-on. And this is one of the ways that we think we can remind people of that that format.
I imagine your biggest challenge going forward is to find new audiences and to give them an experience that I guess goes beyond the traditional popcorn experience. People are spending a lot of money going out. They would look for added value, no doubt.
No, that's absolutely right. And I think, you know, the way we've tried to come at that in some way is through our multi-format offering. We've got 9 IMAX cinemas. Now, I don't know if you ever watched either Dune or Oppenheimer. To watch it in an environment where it's been shot with IMAX cameras is something that is, you know, you won't experience anywhere else. We have what I call the business class offering through Prestige with recliner seats and the ability to have food and beverage brought directly to you. We've got a kids offering, which allows the kids to go and cause mayhem on the side while you and your significant other enjoy time in the space. And we have this thing that moves you all over the place called D-Box inside the theater. So I think it's our job to remind people that it's there. And I also think repurposing some of our cinemas during the week for other things and collaborating with other forms of entertainment is going to be important as we, you know, walk through this journey of reminding people about cinema again.
It's always about cost eventually, though. It can be an expensive night out for a family of four.
It can be. And, you know, we often benchmark ourselves against, you know, if eating out was all about price and convenience, then no one would have, you know, go to restaurants. I think this concept of price versus value is one that we have to engage more meaningfully on. And I think we've got some interesting sort of collaborations that we're working with, for example, with Vitality. Kids go free before 7 o'clock. The adults get a 50% discount. We have half-price Tuesdays for our SK Club members. We have the Subs Club as well, which offers a bundled package. But at the moment, we're re-looking across the suite to try and dispel the myth between price and value. And I think, you know, watch the space for some interesting developments.
And I would imagine, finally, that you probably wake up in the early hours of the morning, Mark, and hope for another blockbuster, an Oppenheimer or a Barbie. That is what cinema ultimately is predicated on.
100%. Content is king. And to your point, you know, when the good stuff comes, people come back in their droves. You know, we've had a bit of franchise fatigue with Fast and Furious 10 and XYZ3 and all the rest. I think it is incumbent on Hollywood to go back to the drawing board in some respects and look at what brought people to cinema. But yes, Jeremy, from your lips to God's ears, between now and December, if you can lob in another Barbie and an Oppenheimer, I'd be deeply grateful.
All right, let me see what I can do. Mark Sardi, Chief Executive Officer of Stir Kinnikor, thank you very much for joining me today. And that also informs our online poll today. Do you think that cinema has a future? Very simply, yes, no, or I prefer Netflix. If you have a view on that, please go to MoneyWeb on Twitter X or on our LinkedIn page, and I will bring you the result on the Friday edition of the program.